New insights into how more people can survive cancer have come out of the Eurocare 4 study looking at cancer survival in 23 countries during the past 10 years or so. The good news is that cure rates for cancer have improved all over Europe, but the less good news is that not all countries are doing as well as each other. One of the study authors, Michelle Coleman of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, gave me more.
Well, what we find is that cure is improving, and let me be clear what I mean by cure here. It is very difficult to know, even in individual studies, whether a particular patient is cured of their cancer. What we mean in studying cure at an international level here is that the surviving patients at the point when we declare cure has been achieved are those patients who no longer have any different life expectancy from the population in which they live. And in that sense, we consider them cured. It doesn't mean that no one will ever die of cancer subsequently.
So more people are getting cured all over Europe. But within Europe, within the 23 countries, what are the patterns emerging?
Well, I don't think your listeners will be very surprised to know that the proportion of patients estimated as cured varies widely across Europe, just as it does with survival per se. And it ranges for men from 21% to 47% if we take all cancers combined, just to keep it simple. And for women, the values are much higher. They range from a low of 38% to a high of 59%. So there's a really quite wide range in the proportion of cancer patients cured across Europe.
And what's the geographical spread of these cures? Which countries are doing better than others?
Well, the countries that are doing the best are those that are wealthiest or have healthcare systems that are very well known to be well organized and arrange early access to treatment and diagnosis is generally earlier. The countries with the lowest levels of cure are those from Eastern Europe, particularly Poland and Slovakia.
So what might be the factors improving cure rates in different parts of Europe?
I think generally access to healthcare, early diagnosis and access to a well-funded and well-organized healthcare system. These are very broad conclusions. They are not directly supported by the data in the sense that we don't have measures that are incorporated for each individual patient about the level of expenditure or the healthcare organization. But if you take the data from each country and look at them in comparison to the amount of money spent on healthcare, for example, you see that there's quite a strong association between high expenditure on healthcare and high levels of survival and cure. It's not one-to-one, it's not direct, but it's fairly close. And I don't think, therefore, that people will be surprised to that we are able to conclude that there is a relationship between the two.
Now, governments all over the world have to make decisions about where to put expenditure on cancer care. Where should it best be put? Should it be in drugs, or should it be in equipment, or should it be educating doctors? Where?
I think that's a question for governments to answer more than me. It seems clear to me that you can't just spend money on drugs and expect cancer survival magically to improve. It's understandable that cancer patients would want the latest drug that they believe may help them survive their cancer. I would be the first to sympathize with that. And if there is a clinical indication for a given patient to have a drug, then of course they should have it. But at the governmental level, the attention needs to be cast much more broadly. It's not just the amount of money that you spend on cancer, but how you organize the healthcare to deliver healthcare efficiently. Cancer is such a complicated set of diseases, and there are so many different things which you have to organize well and ensure that they're available to all cancer patients. Regardless of where they live, regardless of their social state, regardless of their ethnicity or their ability with language, all of these things can interfere with a cancer patient's or a possible cancer patient's contacts with the health service. And it's very important for governments to give attention to all those aspects of healthcare organisation.
Michelle Coleman, Professor of Epidemiology and Vital Statistics at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.